Leslie Becker's 2019 online writings were recently reposted on Twitter by a former Ketchikan Republican state lawmaker, Kyle Johansson. In a post from a year ago, Becker asks God to spur mining and timber development in Alaska Native communities. She writes, quote, "New jobs will come to their communities and hearts will be lifted from alcoholism, drugs, and despair," end quote.
The prayer goes into, you know, talking about the Alaska's natural resources.
That's Irene Dundas. She's a former tribal president of Ketchikan Indian Community. She says she found the writings personally offensive.
She clearly does not understand the Native community and what we feel about our natural resources, you know, the fish and the moose and the deer, the plants that we harvest for medicines. She doesn't understand those things.
Dundas isn't the only person who takes exception to Becker's religious writings.
This is the kind of stuff that makes me cry.
That's Ketchikan City Council member Jana Lee Gage, who, like roughly one in five people in Ketchikan, has an Alaska Native background.
I'm all for finding industry, but I'm not for going backwards. I'm certainly not for just the attitude of we're all a bunch of drunks and we're all a bunch of losers that don't know what's good for us. And I'm sorry, our Native community is very educated, very good people, and they know their land.
Becker declined to be interviewed for this story. After KRBD reached out for comment on her blog posts, which were circulating on social media, she took to Facebook with a paragraph-long statement. It says, in part, that those writings were actually transcribed prayers as part of her organization, Leslie Becker Ministries. She wrote, quote, "Nothing in any prayer is ever meant to be offensive in any way to anyone," end quote. In several instances, the blog took overtly political stances. It decried the effort to recall Governor Mike Dunleavy. It also called for oil drilling in Anwar and offered support for the controversial Pebble Mine at the headwaters of Bristol Bay. The site solicited donations to ARC Animals Ministries, that's a nonprofit set up by Becker. The statement posted Wednesday takes aim at her critics, saying, quote, "Unfortunately, some people are distracting from the issues and seeking every opportunity to find something negative in anything I say," end quote. Not so, says Irene Dundas.
There's no distracting anything. With this letter, she's distracting her own self. That's not no genuine apology.
Reached for comment, incumbent independent representative Dan Ortez didn't want to be interviewed. He says the now-deleted blog posts speak for themselves. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.